Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
First off, it's going to be called the Midnight Miracle.
Okay.
That lets you know they're going to be dropping knowledge on us.
Yeah.
What's up? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your favorite podcast. A podcast brought to you by Hip Hop DX, where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop culture. Now, A-Dub is not with us today, but I am your host, Asia Sky. I have a special guest host here with me today.
CDK on the mic. What's up?
CDK, what's good, man?
I'm happy to be here. Shout out to my girl, A-Dub, as she's enjoying herself. But we here with you.
All righty. Tell them who you are real quick. Brief synopsis.
CDK on the mic, number one ranked HBCU host. I also work with Hip Hop DX as well as a host. I do artist interviews and everything like that. And I work for Warner Music Group as a college marketing rep. So I do everything in music and entertainment. So right here with it.
A renaissance man. Okay, we got a lot to cover, CDK, man. Yesterday was 420.
Yes, it was.
A lot went down. Everybody's been talking about this Rolling Loud Festival lineup.
Yeah.
Crazy amount of artists on there.
I mean, I'm super excited, though. Honestly, I mean, I see that Post Malone is also headlining. You know what I'm saying? Travis Scott and A$AP Rocky.
Whole bunch of people. Okay, we'll get into that. Snoop Dogg put out his 18th studio album, and he made a pretty shocking, salacious revelation up there. Polo G has hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. DMX has made a resurgence on the Billboard Hot 200 chart. And Dave Chappelle has announced a new podcast with Mos Def and Talib Kweli.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle. That wasn't going to be a big one.
That's huge. Let's get down to it. Okay, starting off with Rolling Loud, because when we talk about festival lineups,
that's the festival.
The festival lineup. They announced it a few days ago. A$AP Rocky, Travis Scott, and Post Malone are all headlining. And the artists underneath the headliners, they are all headliners themselves.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know how I feel about the selection of who's headlining. Like,
You don't like A$AP, Travis, and Post?
Travis and Post, A$AP is questionable.
Wow, coming out the gate hot.
I feel like they also have 21 Savage and Lil Baby on the same day as well. So I feel like 21 Savage or Lil Baby could have took that headliner spot.
You know what? I think I agree with you.
I think I might agree
with you on that one. But let's get into all of these other people they got on the lineup, because Megan Thee Stallion, Rick Ross, Young Thug, DaBaby, Lil Uzi, Playboi Carti, Gucci Mane, Kodak Black, Swae Lee, Roddy Ricch, Jack Harlow, City Girls, Rod Wave, Don Toliver, Lil Durk, Polo G, Wale, Lil TJ, Young Dolph, Freako, like, I could just keep running off names for like another 5 minutes.
130 artists in total, though. That's and they're all tough. They're all tough. Like,
I don't see no weak names on this line
at all.
I don't see any weak names. I do have a question, though, a pertinent question.
Okay.
How are they affording this?
I think because everybody hasn't been outside and hasn't had shows in so long, I feel like people kind of came down their prices. I just being real, like,
just a little bit.
Yeah, it's been a year and a half since people have been like done like mass performances. I think the only like artist I've seen do a mass performance recently was DaBaby when he did the Orlando show. So I mean, to that degree, with Rolling Loud, I don't know how they're gonna structure it as far as who can come in and out and how they regulate how many people come. But I'm assuming it's gonna be wide open. Mm-hmm. And I think people kind of just said, okay, I kind of missed just performing. So
yeah,
we just gonna let it rock.
I definitely think it's been a drought. It's been a show money drought. Yeah. And people might have been willing to come for a little less. Might have been a zero chopped off that price.
Exactly.
For a couple of people. And a couple of them might have just done it for the look.
Yeah.
Like absolutely. Some of those people on the 9th and 10th line.
Yeah.
They might have came for the look.
Yeah. Like the bridge. Like I think that's definitely a big stage in your career. Like saying that you performed at Rolling Loud. And you have a lot of NC folks that are performing at Rolling Loud this year, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know we was going to get to that.
Oh, yeah. Let's do
we
it.
We got the baby on the lineup. We got Tusee on the lineup. We got Tia Corinne in that thing. North Carolina is representing heavy.
Yeah.
Okay? Heavy.
Rich Dunk as well and Armani Caesar.
Woo!
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. We claiming Armani Caesar. You know, yeah. She got signed with Griselda. She running with the Buffalo Click. But, you know.
But I feel like she's still a homie.
She's still gang.
Yeah.
Still gang. North Carolina is represented super heavy on there. We love to see that. Oh, okay. Who are you most excited to see? Like, top three artists off this bill.
Top three. Let's see. Top three. Roddy Ricch.
Oh, yeah.
T-Pain.
Okay. I wasn't expecting that one.
I'm a T-Pain. See, T-Pain don't get a lot of deserve, but that's another story for another day. And then I think it's between Thugger and Uzi for me.
Oh, I was definitely going to say Thugger. Thugger just dropped that album. Thugger probably bring out some special guests.
Oh, yeah. They do that?
Yeah, they bring out whoever they want on their sets on Rolling Loud.
See, I think, okay.
At least the artists with enough, you know, rank to their name.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Oh, so that's how it works. Okay. But in your opinion, who the people that your top three?
Oh, I'm going Wale because I feel like Wale needs this huge of a stage. This is the stage size that Wale deserves.
Yep.
His talent needs to be magnified and amplified to this level. So I'm very excited for Wale. Lil Baby. I want to see Lil Baby go crazy. He's already been talking about it on social media. Like, oh, when I do my first show, it's going to be lit. So I'm waiting for Lil Baby. Who's my last pick? I feel like, I got to go Travis Scott because I've been to a Travis Scott concert before. And it's the livest show I've ever seen in my life. The best concert I've ever seen in my life. So many different elements. The theatrics, the energy. No, I guarantee you, no one else on that Rolling Loud bill is going to have more energy than Travis Scott. I'll put money on that.
I think Post Malone, Post Malone is kind of a chill performer, but I feel like Travis Scott with the roller coasters and everything like that, with him headlining, he's going to pull something out the gate that just is going to be different. Like the
Travis element. Is going to go crazy. No one's going to have more energy than him. I'll put money on that. Seriously. So those are my top three. Travis Scott, Lil Baby, Wale.
Got you. So on my side, like I said, T-Pain, Young Thug, Roddy Ricch. There we go.
All right. Speaking of rolling and loud, 420 was definitely yesterday. And the best part of the day for me was Snoop Dogg on his new album. He low-key alluded to smoking with Barack Obama.
See, I believe it.
You believe it? Hold on. Because this is Snoop's 18th studio album. Let's put that out there first. It's From the Streets to the Suites. So you know he's going to be talking that talk just by that title.
Yeah.
So when I heard this specific song called Gang Signs featuring Mozzie, Snoop, he gets on there and he's like, still sipping gin and juice. I'm smoking marijuana. I bet you never blew with Obama. That is the quote.
See, and Snoop don't cap either. You know what I'm saying? I feel like everybody knows the rule with Snoop and Wiz Khalifa.
Mm-hmm.
If they pass to you, got to do it. You have to. Yeah. So I feel like Snoop has that pull
to get
Obama. You know what I'm saying? Just on the low. You know what I'm saying? On a little vacation or whatever.
A light puff.
Yeah. Past presidency though. You know what I'm saying? This is probably something recent.
I don't know. I feel like in whatever capacity they were in, unless they were actually in the White House around those type of staff and everything, I feel like Obama probably would have hit it just one time though. I don't think he sat there and like got high with him.
Yeah.
But I think he just would, just for the realness of it, just to let him know, like I'm still down.
I feel like one time it was like something going around where Obama used to say that he did use smoke weed. Like,
yeah, in college. That's why I believe he did.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's
why. Absolutely.
I don't think at all that Obama would turn down a blunt from Snoop unless it was in a public setting.
Yeah.
Then I don't think he would. But if they were somewhere secluded enough, I think Barack would have definitely hit it one time. Oh, yeah. Other 420 activities that went down. Of course, the versus battle, Redman versus Method Man. We will come back with a recap on that one because, you know, we got to get the full time to digest the battle and give you that recap, okay? Now, off of 420, on to Billboard success. Polo G, one of the hottest new artists out here, newer artists out here, He got the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100. His song Rap Star is going crazy right now. Let's just break down some of these numbers real quick.
Okay.
53.6 million U.S. streams. First week.
Polo G. This is Polo G we talking about, y'all.
Polo G. Sir Cap-a-Lot. Polo Cap-a-Lot. 53.6 million U.S. streams. That's not including all around the world. That's just first week streams in the U.S. And also, taking it to radio, you have 844,000 radio airplay audience impressions. So people that are listening to that, 844,000.
And this is only week one numbers. This is crazy numbers. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think people understand. Like, Polo G is, for him to be a newer artist, yes. The numbers that he's pulling in right now is astronomical. Insane. Yeah.
Crazy. And the first day, like, all right, that was first week. First day, the song was the number one trending topic on YouTube. So this is not a game right now.
Absolutely. Like, yeah, YouTube, especially when you got people over there like Youngboy that do numbers on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I feel like him pulling that in on the first day is amazing.
Polo G, man, that's one to look out for. That might need to be somebody on the next DX Rising Stars list.
I'm trying to think of what he pulled off last year. Did he do anything last year? I feel like this is his first year that he really like started breaking out. Mm. I feel like he's been bubbling, but I feel like this is now his time to really bust through that ceiling. So I feel like most improved artist of the year, like that's an award that I give out. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this year that might be him.
Most improved. I think he was hot coming in, but like just kept on elevating it. Like yeah. I think people caught up to his talent. Like I don't think he was bad in the beginning and then he elevated it. Like I think he came in dope. And then now more and more people are getting hip to it.
Yeah, that's good though.
Since we're talking about Billboard, DMX has also made a resurgence on the Billboard and his music streams are going crazy right now too. According to Billboard, his 2010 album, which is the best of DMX, that's the greatest hits album, mm-hmm. That has went from number 73 on the Billboard 200 to number 2.
Number 2?
Yes.
That's huge.
Like it just came out this week or something.
And that's really good for him and his kids. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what happened with Jay-Z and Beyonce with them buying his masters. And
they didn't buy his masters.
They didn't do that.
They did not. You see how people just believe rumors. They did not buy his masters. DMX family came out and cleared that all the way up. They were like, we see these social media rumors going around. And this happens every time somebody dies. We talked about it on the podcast. People just like to involve Jay-Z and Beyonce in anything. For some weird reason. It's a weird scientific phenomena. I don't know what it is. But anyway, they did not buy his masters.
See, we thinking. Anyway, it's still good that he had his music is charting back again on number 2. That's amazing.
No, that's fire. Now, lastly, Dave Chappelle dropped some heat off on us for 420. I didn't even know what to do with myself when I heard this news. Dave Chappelle announced a new podcast with Talib Kweli and Yasiin Bey. I was speechless when I read this, because do you know how fire this is about to be?
And the reason why I'm really more so interested in this is because everything that he's going through with the Chappelle Show and stuff like that, I feel mm-hmm. like this is going to be another lane for him to really be able to express himself however he wants to do it.
Right.
And I feel like this is what he needs right now. So I feel like him having his own podcast is going to be fire. Like, it's going to be...
The wealth of knowledge that Dave Chappelle has, the way his mind works, this man is literally a genius. And then you have Talib Kweli, who is also a scholar, a genius, completely, utterly talented. The way his mind works with lyrics and music and thought and the way he forms his thoughts about life. And then you have Mos Def, who's also, I mean, Yasiin Bey, excuse me, mm-hmm. formerly known as Mos Def. The way he is, he's prolific in his music and his poetry and even what he's done acting wise with movies. Like, these are artists that we're talking about here. Real artists, real thought leaders. And I know listening to that podcast is going to be like listening to a lecture every day.
What is it going to be about? Like,
first off, it's going to be called The Midnight Miracle. Okay. That lets you know they're going to be dropping knowledge on us.
Yeah.
They're going to be dropping hilarious knowledge on us. I can feel it already. According to the press release that they put out, the show is going to provide a glimpse into the interesting season of the lives of the three hosts, their friends, and featured guests. among the country's most influential cultural icons.
Okay, okay.
Come on now.
I'm actually very interested in that, especially knowing how Dave Chappelle acts on stage in front of the camera. We have never really got the opportunity to figure out what goes on in his day-to-day life. So I feel like this is an amazing moment, not only for him, but for the people that's been following Dave Chappelle for the years and years and years of his career.
Exactly. And you know that these three already have a relationship. They're already good friends. Like, these were the first performers on the Chappelle Show. Like, you can tell they've been friends all these years. They're going to have that rapport. So it's going to be like just friends talking.
Yeah.
I believe this is going to be so enjoyable. It's going to be on the Luminary Network, and that's going to be on the Apple Podcast app. They're actually starting a new subscription service to where people can pay to listen to certain content.
I see. Okay. That makes sense.
Yes, so that subscription model. A lot of different platforms are trying to get into that subscription model now, to where you have to actually pay for the content. They want those subscription fees and they want that ad money.
See, I don't know how I feel about that, man. Come on. I get it, but at the same time, it's like, come on, man. Like,
hey, man. Cream. Cash rules everything around media.
But I feel like with Dave Chappelle, I feel like I pay that. I definitely do that for him.
I got that. Yeah, I got whatever he's asking for. I got it because I know what this is going to be. I think that's a good note to end it on, though. The highly anticipated Midnight Miracles podcast. Ooh, I can't wait.
Absolutely.
Only podcast out that's going to be better is DX Day.
Absolutely.
Midnight Miracles, y'all can be number two to DX Daily because I know this is about to be some fire. But that's a good note to end it on today. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast in podcast land. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX. You can also follow us on social media. We're at Hip Hop DX on everything. And be sure to follow my guy, CDK. Where can they follow you?
At CDK on the mic on all social media platforms, at CDK on Clubhouse as well. So just make sure y'all tapping in with me and shout out to Hip Hop DX as well.
Yes, of course. You can always follow me at Asia Sky on every platform. And we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.